Hey everybody out there, you're tuned in to 91.8 The Fan. You're in my corner, and I have a very special guest in my corner who was selling World War II books for some reason. Would you like to introduce yourself to everybody out there?
Sure. Hi, everybody. This is Spike Spencer with a bit deeper voice because I've caught the cold that's going around L.A.
I can see that. You guys got snow, didn't you, in California?
Yeah. What's that about? There was snow and hail. It was crazy.
I mean, I live in the desert, I live in Las Vegas, but we get little snow and but I never hear you guys getting snow. I usually hear about you guys getting fires.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We usually have fire, flood, riot, and something else. Smog, I think. Those are our seasons.
I know, I'm kind of curious. I was looking through a lot of your credits and I was trying to dig for information and be all stalker-like, but I couldn't really find, where your beginnings were, if you were originally into voice acting or if it was just acting or if it was stage or what it was. So I'm kind of curious how you got into the business.
Oh wow! I thought it was all out there on the web to be found, but it's real simple. I've been an actor for about 20 years, and went to the University of Houston, studied drama, and have been doing it since then. Been mostly on camera was what I really wanted to do, and what I still want to do, primarily on camera. But I started doing voiceovers, radio, TV, industrial, public speaking, etc., out of Houston. From the very beginning. And then many years ago, when AD Vision was starting up, I was doing a live action film with Amanda Nguyen Lee, who plays Rey in Evangelion, and she's a dear friend of mine, and we were working on a film. That's where we met, and we were goofing around, and she said, "You do all these crazy voices. Why don't you come do this anime stuff?" And I said, "Sure, what is it?" And so we went in and checked it out. I auditioned, got a small role, and then got another role later on, and then the third one I believe came up was Eva, Evangelion, and that's how I got started into anime, and I did that for, gosh, how many years ago was that? 10, 15 years ago when that first one came out? I don't even know when. Long time ago.
I remember I bought that box set when I was like 13 or 12, so I wouldn't be able to tell you either.
It was a long time ago, and so that has fortunately been kind of coming every now and then. It pops its head back up and says, "Hello." And for the most part, though, just any anime I could do, I was totally on board with that. And working in film and things out of New Orleans or Dallas or Houston or Austin, wherever. And then 6 years ago, moved out to LA and have been doing more video games, more anime, trying to get back on screen and on the radio and TV spots. So I've done a few radio TV spots and things. But other than that, just trying to get back on screen.
I heard that Los Angeles is like video game central now. It seems like anime's sort of taken a back seat, and video games are the main focal point.
Video games are huge, and I would like to say I don't know anything about the market, whether it's getting bigger or smaller or what. I'm assuming it's getting bigger. I just did another one recently. I don't know if I can talk about it or not. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I did Saints Row 3, and that's a big one. Supposedly going to be awesome. And from what I saw, from what I did, it was just funny as could be. And I did a couple of roles on that. And that's, there's plenty of it out here, and it's a big business, very big business.
I always hear that video games are vastly different from anime, just essentially due to the fact that you don't have to dub it, and video games can have such a huge script.
Yeah, I wouldn't say vastly different. I like video games better, and most people will, because you can have a lot to say, but usually you just go line by line by line by line, and you don't have to dub it. Now, sometimes, like some video games that come from anime, a lot of times you will have parts of it where you do need to dub. Or even in the regular video games, sometimes they have parts that you need to dub, depending on the time frame, or if it was brought over from Japan or whatever. So there's plenty of different things that you can do. But yeah, video games are pretty darned awesome.
And you get to do a lot of reaction sounds, especially for like army games and whatnot. Like, ah, it's a grenade, And I'm sure that must be sort of taxing on the voice.
Yeah, definitely. We always do it at the end of a session because, that's the one where you blow your brains out. It's just blah, and we've had people pass out doing that. I mean, it's pretty difficult, actually. A lot of people, oh, you just go in and you scream. It's not. There's a lot more to it, but it is. I consider it therapy, so it's good.
Do you have a memorable death scene that you can think of?
Well, one of my favorites, which I talk about at my conventions and stuff when I'm teaching and whatnot, there was this one I did, Blaze Blue, Calamity Trigger, and whatever the other one, both Blaze Blues. I played Arachne, a very weird character, a guy kind of turning into a spider slash ghosty skeleton thing.
Flubber.
Yeah, it's completely bizarre all that. But there was one death where it said face melting off scream, and I nailed that one pretty well, and I just thought that was just fun.
That was sort of an interesting role, actually, because he had such a all-over-the-place sort of voice. You know, he sounds crazy one moment and almost, I guess, thoughtful in another because he's technically kind of human, but not really.
Right. Well, he gradually changes, and so he comes back and forth, and that was fun to do. And the way the voice gets broken up, that's me doing that. That's not a contrived computer thing. I did it that way. And it's just to be, you know, that's how they wanted it. And I said, sure, let's try it. Let's see if I can do it. And then I did, and it was fun.
That sounds like it would be, especially since it's a fighting game and you get to have all the deaths and you get to actually, you know, have all the victories as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, there was another one. It was really a fun moment. You know, you got me and Ryan and Richard Epcar, who's directed a lot of stuff, and he's an awesome guy and a great voice actor. He was directing something called Vandal Hearts, and we had the producer of it in there and me and Richard, and we were playing all these characters, and we had to die like 10 different ways, you know, and so they would just hit record and say, okay, now we're dying. We're melting from fire. Ah! Okay, now we're all being pelted with stones and rocks. Okay, now we're all drowning. Ah! You know, it was just ridiculous. Three grown men standing in a room screaming all these different ways. It was absolutely hysterical.
Hey, but that's what makes the business fun. You get to be creative and do wacky things.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous. I get to be goofy for a living.
I think that would be a hard voice to do. And he has a big nose.
Goofy? Well, actually, I know the guy who does Goofy's voice is a really nice guy, too. He teaches voice acting and all kinds of stuff.
Well, you also teach, you have voice acting classes also as well, right?
Yeah, I haven't pursued them hardcore or anything. It's just sort of there. It's like if somebody wants to, then go to my website, which I'm going to go ahead and promote right now. AlmostEvilMinions.com is kind of my main fan site, and we do everything from there now. And if anybody's interested in learning, I teach it over Skype, just like we're doing this here. So it's like you're in, you know, like we're face-to-face, only we're not. And so I do it every now and then, and it's I've got some students that do it fairly regularly, and it's a lot of fun.
I'm sure it would be, and you kind of get to see sort of a fan reaction in a way, because it seems to me a lot of fans really want to pursue voice acting.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where people, and every one of them that have come into it, they say, wow, I didn't know it was so detailed and difficult. I said, well, welcome to the world of voice acting, because it's acting. That's the primary thing. But there's so many little technical things you have to know about, mainly about your voice, but also about how it all works in a studio and the differences between TV, radio, anime, video games, regular animation, all that kind of stuff. You kind of need to know. And it can be very difficult. So some of them, it's a kind of a rude awakening, and some of them are up to the challenge and they're ready to rock and roll. So there you go.
Yeah, definitely. From what I see when I go to conventions and, you know, they have voice acting competitions and things like that, people don't think about, oh, well, maybe I should have been in drama, or maybe, you know, I should do other things besides just anime. The focus is just on anime. And I personally hear that you can't make a living just on that.
It's very difficult. Very difficult. I do other things. Almost every voice actor I know does other things. It's just not just anime. Some of them are directing anime, producing, et cetera, making somebody there, or they're getting some really good roles in video games that are helping them out there. You know, there's all kinds of different things. And we're all actors as well. Maybe we'll get a well, not all of us, but most of us are actors as well, and we'll get a role on a commercial or something that'll sustain us for a little while, or a role in a TV series, or, you know, something, a guest role, or do some extra work. Or there's so many things. When you're in LA, you have to do everything. You really have to, you have to humble yourself quite a bit when you get out here and you go, you know what, I'm just going to do whatever it takes to be able to do what I want to do. And that's an interesting thing when you get out here. It's a rough town, but it's a beautiful town.
Well, I would equate that with the passion. I mean, if you really have a love for it, I would assume you would do anything to do it full time.
You do as much as you can, and you just, you know, when you get something great, you savor it and you're proud of it, and you be gracious about it and say, you know what, I'm very proud, I'm very happy that I'm able to do this role. No matter how big or how small, you have to come at it from a place of being grateful. Otherwise, you're kind of a jerk.
Well, hopefully nobody goes anywhere, because we're going to take a short break. If you do, you're a jerk. So keep it tuned to 91.8 The Fan. Everything you want and nothing you don't.
Are you hungry for some anime? Don't snack on cheap substitutes like sake and pocky. Snack on Anime Bites, delicious bite-sized reviews of your favorite anime posted every Monday on 91.8 The Fan, and a week later in China. Anime Bites, only on 918thefan.com. Because .net is for losers.
Hey, everybody out there, you're tuned in to 91.8 The Fan. You are still in my corner. I still have our special guest in the corner, though he's hacking up a storm over here, so let's hope he gets all better. Now, I'm kind of curious, because all the fans want to know, where can they stalk you on the internet in a nice way, quote-unquote?
In a nice way, I have a Facebook page called Spike Spencer FG. That is short for Frickin' Genius. which is, as some people say, well, oh, you think you're so cool. No, I took that from Wile E. Coyote, because he was super genius, and you see how that works out for him.
Very true. I like that.
Mine's kind of the same way. It's like, I'm a freaking genius. You know, something stupid happens, you go, oh boy, I'm a freaking genius. And then something great happens, you go, yep, I'm a freaking genius. So, there you go.
Are there any other places on the internet where people can, you know, find out what's going on with your career or any conventions you're attending?
Absolutely. I have a website that is also a fan site, but that's pretty much where we put everything that I'm doing, which is almostevilminions.com. We're not full-on evil minions. We're almost evil minions. The tagline we have is, mischief, mayhem, debauchery, but in a good way. And, that's kind of the tagline there. So that has, that's where you can get in touch with me with email. I do ringtones there, and I sell my books and, voiceover, voice teaching, etc. All that happens from that website. There's also my professional site. If you are somebody who wants to do voice acting, excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. I told you I am sickly. So you can go to spikespencer.com, and that is my professional site that I send agents to. And if anybody wants to hear my demos, it's just simply for voiceover. That's it. There's no acting, no nothing there. And there's another site that I have not updated in several years to have issues with it, but I am going to update it again. It's worldospike.com. That's just world and the letter O, spike.com. And I will have that for acting, and for just pretty much everything. Maverick Adventuring, photography, my cookbook, my other books, everything I got. I mean, I'm just going to put all kinds of fun stuff up there. And plus, on YouTube, all of my demos, my acting demos, my hosting demos, I have a cooking demo up there. I've got all kinds of demos. Go to YouTube and you can see all kinds of crazy stuff.
And well, you definitely know how to market yourself. Thank you for adapting to technology. It's so common that we have people come on and they're like, I don't do Facebook or Twitter. It's like, aw.
I do everything I can think of. I'm also on LinkedIn. I try to keep abreast of everything, and I've got all these sites. I just don't keep them up to date enough with blogs and whatnot. And I may be writing for some other video game sites and anime sites, so look for that. I know I'm talking with Anna.May about doing some regular writing for them called My Life as a Con Artist, because I do conventions all over the world. Last year I did 8 countries and 25 cities, and just traveling and adventuring and being stupid and having a lot of fun. And I write about these things, and it's cool. So hopefully I'm going to be writing for others, and we'll see what happens.
That'll be really interesting to see. And I must say, going to the conventions must be sort of an adrenaline rush still, if you're still partying.
Well, it's fun because it is business as well, and I point that out, that you know, I've gotten a lot of work from appearing at these conventions with other people who are directors and producers as well as actors. And you get to know them, and they want to work with somebody they like and that they know will get the job done. That's business. So it's networking as well as partying. I do plenty of partying, don't get me wrong.
Well, that's a good thing. You need to unwind sometimes. I'm kind of curious, though, are there any upcoming projects that you can talk about? Keyword. Are there any projects that recently came out that you want to promote?
Sure. I am in Durarara, which I think I play Saburo. And that is getting some press. Actually, on Bang Zoom's site, they have pictures of all the actors in the booth doing our roles and whatnot. So Durarara is a thing that's happening now. I'm going to have a press release out on that soon as well. I just did, like I was telling you before, that I did a couple of voices on Saints Row 3, which I have been told is okay for me to say. I can't tell you what characters or anything. They said don't say anything about anything particular. But yes, I am on that. I recently did Dynasty Warriors 7. That was many moons ago. And I don't know what else is coming. There's I'm on Kakaishi right now. I think Bleach is still running, but I haven't done anything for that in a while. And there's something I love. Everybody go check out. It's called Super Pirate Booty Hunt. That's S-U-P-A, and then Pirate Booty Hunt, B-O-O-T-Y. I play Captain Zach Stevers, Rockstar Pirate. And so check that out online. That's SuperPirateBootyHunt.com. And that's a lot of fun.
That's actually kind of hilarious. My first Anime Expo 2009, I went to sort of a little party, and they were showing that animation.
Yeah, that's me.
I didn't know that, because that was so early on. I wasn't really into this as much, and so that's kind of interesting.
Well, we've been trying to get that moving and get it up there and get people to see it. So, and those guys work tirelessly. They are constantly pushing that, and they're great, really nice guys, and the animation is great. I think it's a lot of fun. I think we can do something with it, and I'm trying to help them out any way I can. So promoting them anytime I go anywhere, I'm promoting them and myself as well. And that's a lot of fun. And there's another one that we're trying to work on. This came out of Houston a long time ago. It's apparently got a fan club in Japan and Germany. It's called Drug Bunny, D-R-U-G, drugbunny.com. It's sick, twisted, disgusting. There's not a whole lot to it yet, but the animation's great, and we're hoping to make something happen. It's very adult, very sick and twisted.
Sounds like fun.
I play Drug Bunny, of course. What else? I can't really think of anything else off the top of my head. I'm sure I'm missing something, and I'll throw it in a little bit. But okay, go ahead. Ask me questions. What do you want to know?
Well, since actually we're nearing the end of this interview, and obviously you're free to say no, because we have a tradition here on 91.8 The Fan, and I was wondering if you'd like to participate.
I'm not sure in what.
We basically ask everybody if they'd be willing to do a radio bump for us, but considering that you're not in the best of shape vocal-wise, it's okay if you say no.
Of course I'll do a radio bump for you. Why not?
Wonderful. We were wondering if you could simply say, my name is, what your name is, I do this, whether it's characters, acting, whatever you want to put there, and you're tuned into 91.8 The Fan.
Okay. You got it.
So whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hey everybody, this is Spike Spencer. I am an actor, voice actor, all-around good guy, and you are listening to 91.8. I'm supposed to say something else. Dadgummit.
It's The Fan. No, you're tuned into 91.8 The Fan.
Let's try that again. Take two, everybody. Here we go. Okay. Places, everyone. Places. There we go. Hey everybody, this is Spike Spencer, actor, voice actor, all-around good guy, and you are listening to 91.8 The Fan.
Perfect. That was a great radio voice. You could steal my job in a second.
No problem, everybody. Hey, everybody, we're going to be right back with you. We're at 91.8 The Fan, and today it's a nice frosty 42. Never mind, sorry.
It's quite all right. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the fans out there that are listening?
Gosh, I don't know. Don't buy bootlegs, number one, and keep watching. We really do appreciate everything, and come see me at a con near you. Should I tell them where my cons are?
Definitely. Tip it out.
Okay, well, I'm going to be in Arkansas next weekend. Then I've got C2E2 up in Chicago. Then I've got ShootoCon in Lansing, Michigan. I will be at Anime Boston. I'm going to be at Anna Maritime up in Moncton, New Brunswick. I've got QC Anime Zing coming up and something else, a couple other things we're looking into, but I'm not exactly sure what that is. So come out and see me, and let's party!
And network.
Yes, network. Sorry, network. Yes, it's all work.
Well, thank you very much for coming onto the show, despite the fact that you're sort of suffering a cold. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem, guys. Best of luck to you.
And for everybody else out there, if you missed any of this interview, don't stray too far away, because you can find it over on 918thefan.com within the next few days. So keep it tuned to your favorite station, where we play everything you want and nothing you don't. Coming up next is Yuya Matsushita with his song, Trust Me.